I'm excited. It's a dream come true to be in Super Bowl 52, just to be in a Super Bowl period. Wish it had came a little sooner, but I'm so excited right now to even be here.
Does it change anything? It has to change something for you not playing, right?
No, it don't change nothing for me. I prepare just like I am playing. I go like today we went over to the weight room and I got a good lift in, and I'm just playing through my guys. You know, I make sure they right. They see me working, so they follow in behind me.
Did you have that mentality right away? I mean, I know it's probably the shock of getting injured and all that, but when did you settle into that mentality? I'm going to play through these guys, like you said.
From day one. When I was going off the cart, you know, I was telling Big V how to take a set and how the guy was rushing, and I was on the cart going off. So, I mean, I embraced it. I just felt like it was meant to happen, and I embraced it and rolled with it.
How has Doug been able to keep you guys, all the injured guys, involved and still very much a part of this process?
Oh, we're in the building every day. Carson, I think he shows up at 5:30 or 6 or something like that. And I'm in there, you know, with the O-line, and we all just kind of support. You know, Maragos with the special teams. You got Hicks with the backers, Sproles with the running backs. And we just all embrace it and try to help opposition out.
How's your rehab going?
It's going good. I'm like 3 months out. You know, I'm back running. And I did like 8:45 on the leg press the other day. You know, so I'm getting back strong.
Was there any thought of this is it? You don't want to definitely come back?
Never. I'm just year to year. You know, I'm playing good. It's not like I'm out there giving up a bunch of sacks or playing sloppy. So, you know, I love this game and I'm gonna go as long as I can.
What have you seen from Big B? And his development through the course of the season?
Oh man. He just been trusting the process. I stayed, you know, he come over and I talk to him. I call him on the phone. Even when I was hurting, I couldn't travel. I call him and tell him, you know, what this guy going to do to him. And he just been playing good, man, so far.
JP, when do you think that you'll be able to practice full?
I'll be ready probably like June, but I'm not sure when I'm going to get out there. So probably training camp.
So plenty of time for training
camp. Yeah, probably training camp.
I mean, it almost seems like a no-brainer that you'll be back. I mean, have you had that conversation with the team at all?
They hadn't asked me, but, you know, I'm going to be back. You know, even if, you know, step out on the limb, if they don't want me, you know, I'm going to still, you know, go somewhere.
You've maintained your role as the team DJ in the locker room despite all this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I keep the guys going. I take requests and, you know, get those guys prepared before the game. You know, music is everything for them guys, and they get going and get hype, and we go out there and try to get the win.
How did Brickhouse become the song for you guys?
You know what? I don't know. I kind of like stumbled into that, and I just picked it, and Mr. Lori went to dancing.